All right. Christmas shopping season means lots of spending and lots of hacking. And of course, credit card breaches. You need to protect yourself. And that's why we call on the best. We'd like to welcome back to the show from the cybersecurity company Access One. It's our old buddy, Ryan O'Halloran. Ryan, happy Thanksgiving. Did you have a good day yesterday?
I did. Happy Thanksgiving and good morning to you.
Recap for people what exactly Access One does.
Sure. Yeah. So what we do is we offer a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy. We allow companies to adopt, you know, written policies, get aligned with the most common standards for what you should be doing, and conduct ongoing assessments, you know, to measure the efficacy of that over time.
Right.
And then in many cases, what we'll do is we'll install the security controls and then manage them as a service ongoing as well, so that we're being proactive as well as, you know, reactively isolating any incidents that might occur and resolving those as quickly as possible.
So Access One fights the bad guys, and you're one step ahead of the bad guys.
Yeah, the easiest way I could say it, we help them build resilience.
Yes,
because
there you go.
When there's nothing else you can do, you want to just be as resilient as possible and make sure that you can follow the breadcrumbs to learn from it and fix it next time.
Well, today is Black Friday. People are going to be shopping in stores and online. Monday is Cyber Monday. Give us three takeaways to protect ourselves as individuals. What do we do?
Oh, yes, many. So we'll start. We'll do three. One, beware the ads, for sure. So any enticing new, any enticing new kind of things that are out there that look like they're something you want to purchase, then make sure that when you sign up on those accounts that you use two-factor authentication. You know, if it's a new store or something you haven't done before.
Yeah, you're giving your credit card information online and there you don't know about this business, but it just looks good. You got a great discount.
Right. And if they got you already, then make sure at least you're securing yourselves with tools that they have available for you. And if you don't want the ads that you're getting, be careful because unsubscribe is clickbait. So you can get in there and click the unsubscribe on there.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, me too. And you don't realize that is the exact same avenue of, you know, how you could get attacked, like just on any other type of format.
It's so
just
what do we do?
Think about that as decluttering.
I unsubscribe all the time. So do we throw it into spam, that email, and just forget about it forever?
No, what you can do, well, there's two things. One, you can just delete it if you don't know.
Okay.
And you don't have an IT department or something to ping it off of, depending on what your business tolerance is for that sort of thing. And then the other thing you can do is hover over the link. And as long as you have the ability to hover over it, you can see if it's actually going to take you to a site that represents that organization. If it looks all funky, then there's a chance it won't.
Man,
and that's just something to think about.
I learn something new from you every single time I have you on the show.
Hey,
go ahead, Carm.
Hey, Ryan. Well, I'm curious, along those lines, what about show notifications? You click on, like, basically any website where I'm getting news, and they say, this person wants to, or this site wants to show, give you information. Should you allow it or block it? And I'm wondering, if I allow it, what am I allowing?
Yeah, that's the thing is no one really spends the time reading those privacy laws and those ads and things like that. So again, just I would not use an ad blocker right on your system if possible, because that can do a good job of distinguishing the ones that are threats versus aren't. And then just only visit the sites that you actually are aware of are reputable organizations and that you got to those sites not through one of these other alternative clicking or redirects. You know, go directly to the site. Sign up with them directly, you know, try to be careful.
We're doing everything wrong.
I mean, I'm on the Tribune Media Center.
That sounds like the golden nugget of today, I think.
I'm reading the sports. It says allow notifications. What am I allowing the Trib to do? I'm already subscribing. I get your paper. What am I looking?
I'd say block it. Ryan, back to you. What do you say?
I say block it.
Block it.
Block
okay,
it.
We're talking
I'm going to go with the most likely to be successful.
Okay, we're talking with Ryan O'Halloran from Access One. All right, give us the other two as individuals to protect ourselves today in Cyber Monday.
Sure. So another one, stay off the public Wi-Fi. Public Wi-Fi, you know, everybody always talks about that, you know, that's dangerous and stuff like that. It's never more dense of a wave than it is right now. because there's so many people out there, and because of all these different things, hackers use this actually as an opportunity to obfuscate themselves and to have as many options as possible so they can decide basically which game they want to shoot. So be very careful. Stay off the public Wi-Fi as much as possible. There's simply just more ability to attack.
I tell my wife about that. Ryan, I tell my wife about that all the time, and her response is, they don't care about me. Yes, they do. They care about everybody, and they're going to find you if you're on the public Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they do, and I think that just real quickly, that's a common thing that always comes up, too, is that's false. They do care about you because it's easier to do something and get into your computer and then use that as a pivot point to something else, even if it's something you have no idea what the goal is.
Right.
You know, and you're involved, whether you want to admit that or not. And that's something you got to be sensitive of, is being used as that pivot point. No one will ever go directly to, you know, the toughest method of getting what they want to get.
Right. And what is number three as individuals to protect ourselves?
Yeah, they always say use strong passwords. That's correct. But one of the things a lot of folks don't typically do is use spaces, especially at the end. Use a space in your password, because when they're rendering that to try to get a hash or crack your password, a lot of times it won't actually, if it's doing it like from a machine perspective, it won't actually recognize the space of the character.
What?
So then when someone does get your password and it tries to brute force attack it against something else, it's going to think that password just isn't working for some reason, when the reality is it just didn't get a recognition of that space at the trailer.
Tremendous, tremendous piece of information right there.
That is big. So let's say you have a password that is Michigan. Put a space in between the C and the H.
Yeah, or at the end.
At the end too. Wow.
Yeah, it's really helpful, because that's what'll happen is they'll crack it and they'll think they'll have it, and if it was 9 characters and let's say the 9th one was the space, even if the space was on there, it'll try to crack it with the 8 characters that it can actually validate. You see what I mean?
I'm telling you, this guy is so good. Ryan, before you go, we got about 2 minutes left. Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. As a business, this is what you guys do for a living. You protect businesses. What can small businesses do to protect themselves?
All right. So this is a little different of approach I'm going to take here, because there's more danger in loss of availability in this season for e-commerce and retail business than there is in breaches. So use the cloud to your advantage. You know, public cloud's meant to scale. So when you need all these additional resources, the last thing you want to do is have that website not be available just because too many people are using it at the same time, and then you're losing sales and bleeding it by the minute.
Okay.
So try to take a look at that. You can also consult your security professional. They have attacks now where they simply just will throw so much information at the site it'll become unavailable, and that the last thing you want to do is prevent those transactions. Make sure you're using digital certificates. You know, so there's websites that are secured or not. That's a little S that you see at the end of the HTTP.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're using those. A lot of companies have those certificates on only some of their sites and not the other. It's just like that user being on the Wi-Fi. It's a pivot point to something else.
Jeez.
And the last thing, beware your own employees. Because right now that credit card skimming thing in retail is a really big thing. And what happens is that those that you've hired, or those that maybe planted somebody or used them to do this, they have these little skimming cards, and don't let the employees in those retail organizations actually swipe for you.
Oh.
You know, keep an eye on them, because it'll create a footprint of that, and then they have that information to use in the future. So if you're using cash, you know, obviously that's not a problem. You can use digital pay, digital wallets. Those are actually very secure. You know, you just tap it on your phone. But if you have somebody else swiping your credit card or you're in a business, be careful, because that's a way that you as a business can get liability, whether you had anything to do with it or not, or you as a consumer of that business can affect your overall, reputation.
I think the bottom line here is trust no one.
or anything.
Yeah. Trust no one or anything. Ryan, give your website so people can check it out.
Sure. We are at accessoneinc.com.
Accessoneinc.com. Ryan O'Halloran. You're the best, man. Have a great holiday.
No problem. You too.
All right. Take care. I love that password thing.
That was
huge. So put the space at the end.